Francis Moroni has long been fascinated by Grand Central and its engineering feats that occurred near the turn of the 20th century. He teaches at New York University's School of Continuing and Professional Studies, and in March 2011 was named by Travel and Leisure magazine as one of the 13 best tour guides in the world. He has held lectures, written books, and has even had the duty of giving tours at the major transportation hub in New York City. Now he is bringing his knowledge to the Berkshires, an area where many have been calling for better rail service between Western Massachusetts and New York for years.
Considered it, you know, to be sort of a grail. So when I got to New York, it's probably the first building that I ever made a point of going to see. And when I first saw it, it was in terrible condition.
What's surprising about Moroni's take on the iconic station is that it's not about everlasting glory and beauty. Instead, he sees it as a symbol of what he calls the death spiral of New York City during the 1970s, but also as an integral part of its rebirth in the 1990s.
And there was a time when high-end retailers didn't want to be anywhere near Grand Central. Today, you know, they clamor to be in Grand Central.
Moroni's lecture is part of the Tea and Talk summer series at Ventfort Hall in Lenox. The evening will include about an hour of lecture from Moroni, followed by audience discussion. Moroni says his lecture includes artifacts and 80 pictures detailing Grand Central's history. Cameron Spaulding is the hall's operation manager. He says events like this one draw a wide range of about 60 people.
We'll have people that just happen to come to the house that day for a tour and hear about it and end up staying. And we have other local historians, a number of them that come each week.
Moroni's last tour came on a very special day in the station's history earlier this year. February 2nd was the 100th anniversary of the official opening of Grand Central, and Moroni's tour highlighted the day's celebrations. He says it is a vital part of the city's history and its functionality today.
The creation of Grand Central was also the creation of Midtown Manhattan, which, you know, had been kind of a backwater before that, and after Grand Central, it became the central business district of the city.
Moroni says his lecture puts Grand Central into perspective with the country's other major railroad centers. This year is also the 50th anniversary of the demolition of New York City's other famous transportation hub, Pennsylvania Station, which Moroni says was even grander than Grand Central. He also says the Michigan Central Station in Detroit, built by the same architects in the same way in the exact same year, tells the story of two very different American cities.
Which was abandoned by Amtrak a few years ago. It's falling apart. It's kind of like the symbol of everything that's gone wrong with Detroit.
So what's the lesson we should take away?
We shouldn't take any of these things for granted. That if we have a treasure in our midst like Grand Central Terminal, we have to be really vigilant about preserving it.
Moroni says he thinks that message will resonate with people from Lenox.
You know, you've had some great landmark losses in Lenox, and you've also had some great successes in preserving buildings that might have gone away, like Ventfort Hall.
The lecture is set for Tuesday at 4 at Ventfort Hall in Lenox. There's more information at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.